The Lord had commanded Moses to build a sanctuary for him in the desert. When Moses was on the mountaintop, God had shown him a pattern of the tabernacle and had ordered him to make an exact copy of it. The tent of meeting, or the tent of the congregation, as it was also called, was made of boards of acacia wood overlaid with gold. Upon this framework, four protective coverings were laid. Inside the sanctuary, Moses was ordered to place four items of furniture: the Ark of the Covenant, the altar of incense, the table of showbread, and the golden lampstand. The most important of these was the Ark. This was a chest just over 1 meter long, 70 centimeters high, and 70 centimeters wide. It was made of acacia wood overlaid with pure gold inside and out, and there was a golden molding round the upper edge. Four golden rings were fastened to the lower edge, two at the corners of each end. Inserted into these rings were two long poles of acacia wood overlaid with gold. When the Israelites were on the move, the ark was carried on the shoulders of four men by means of these poles, which were to remain in the rings at all times. Upon the ark there was a lid made of pure gold, which was called the mercy seat or atonement cover. At each end there was a cherubim of pure hammered gold, made of one piece with the cover. Their wings, spreading upwards, overshadowed the ark, and their faces, turned inwards, looked down upon it. According to God's command, Moses put into the ark the two tables of the law on which he had written the Ten Commandments, and the jar of manna the Israelites had been told to keep. The ark symbolized the throne of God, the invisible presence of the Lord in the midst of his people. It was, therefore, the most sacred piece of furniture in the tabernacle. God said he would speak to Moses from the mercy seat between the cherubim to give the people his commandments and laws. The Ark of the Covenant was to be kept behind the veil in the most sacred part of the tabernacle, the Holy of Holies. There was no other furniture in this inner room. No one was allowed to enter this part of the sanctuary except the high priest, and then only once a year on the Day of Atonement. In the larger section of the tabernacle, where the priests officiated, there were three items of furniture. This outer room, which occupied two-thirds of the tent, was called the Holy Place. Directly in front of the veil, which divided the two sections of the tabernacle, stood the altar of incense, or golden altar. This was made of acacia wood overlaid with pure gold. It was half a meter square and about a meter high. The altar of incense had a gold molding round the top, with four golden horns, one at each corner. Four gold rings were fixed below the molding to hold the poles used for transporting the altar. The poles were made of acacia wood overlaid with gold. The altar was used to burn sacred incense morning and evening. The fragrance of the incense rising before God symbolized the prayers and adoration of his people. On the north side of this room there stood a table overlaid with gold, with a golden molding round its upper edge. It had four rings fastened to the legs just below the rim, with two poles overlaid with gold slipped into them. The articles for the table, plates, bowls, and pitchers, were all made of pure gold. Each Sabbath, 12 loaves of fresh unleavened bread were placed on the table of showbread, also called the bread of the presence, in two piles of 6 loaves each. The showbread was to be eaten by the priests only. It was the symbol that God fed his people. Facing it, on the south side of the tabernacle, stood a lampstand made of pure hammered gold on a solid gold base. 6 branches extended from the central shaft, 3 on each side, curving upwards, forming a 7-branched candlestick. Each branch had golden almond flowers with buds and blossoms. Each branch had 3 flowers, and the shaft 4, making 22 in all. These were made of one piece with the lampstand. In the 7 cups, pure olive oil was burnt to provide light for the tabernacle, indicating that God was the light of his people. The wick trimmers, trays, and all the accessories were made of pure gold. Next episode, the symbolism of the tabernacle, the courtyard, and its contents.